Okay, so for today, yeah, page 266. Again, we are in Simon Kuf Dalad, all the way on top of page Zion, Siv Zion. So we're talking about interrupting in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So we talked about if last halacha we talked about is if you were quiet enough time that you could have finished all Shemoneh Esrei within that time. So what do you do? So you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. If it was a shorter period of time, so then you don't have to do that. If you spoke, so if it was by accident, if it was some type of ones, so then you just go back to the beginning of the bracha you were at. Mishnah Berurah says, though, if you spoke on purpose, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So in Zion, Eino posek lo l'kadosh v'lo l'kedusha. You're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, but this happens to a lot of people. Maybe you're diving longer Shemoneh Esrei. So you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and the chazan saying kadosh. Or they're up to kedusha. We all know how important kadosh and kedusha are. So the Mechaber says you do not interrupt. You don't stop for kadosh and kedusha. So then keep on going, right, with your Shemoneh Esrei.
No.
El yishtok, rather you're quiet. You stop your Shemoneh Esrei, wherever you are, just stop. Again, this is what we were talking about before. Stopping and doing nothing is not a hefsek. It's not an interrupted minhag of Shemoneh Esrei, as long as it's not too long. But in these cases, it won't be too long. We're talking about Amen Yehashmei Rabbah, or we're talking about Kedusha, not too long. So you're quiet. You stop. V'yichaven l'masha omer hashatz. And you listen, and you have in mind for what the chazan is saying. So this is why it's important for the chazan when he's saying Amen Yehashmei Rabbah to be loud enough for people to hear, because people have to hear it. We were talking about before, we'll talk about later, about what do you do if you're the chazan and people are still staying Shemoneh Esrei, which happens here a lot. So there's a whole Be'er Halacha about what do you do in that case, because on one hand, you want to say Kedusha together with everyone else. But on the other hand, you have to say it separate so everybody else could hear it. So the Be'er Halacha comes up with something in between that when people are beginning to finish that line of Kedusha, you start. But in other words, we see here that, again, it's important for when the chazan says Kedusha, it should be audible to people in the crowd, because there could be people in the crowd who are in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and they're stopped, and they're listening. So they have to be Yotze Kedusha. How they do that? By listening to him. V'yeheka ona. And by you listening and paying attention, it's as if you said it. This is the famous rule that we say, Shomea ke'ona. That if you listen and you have a mind to be fulfill the mitzvah, whatever it may be, so then the chazan or whoever's doing it, if they have you in mind, it's as if you did it. So let's say here, you can't answer Kedusha, you can't say, you can't answer Kaddish. So what do? If you just listen, the chazan has you in mind, that's his job, I mean, that's what he's there for, Shaliach Tzibur. So therefore, if he has you in mind, you listen, you have the mind to be Yotze, so you fulfill the mitzvah of Kaddish or Kedusha, even though you didn't say it. Now, see, we're going to get into this a little more in a second, so let's hold off on that. The Rama says, Haya Oma Betfil, you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Karol Sefer Torah, V'kal Yof Renolia. This doesn't happen here, because this halacha is predicated on a gabbai making a mistake. Our gabbaim don't make mistakes, right? They wouldn't call up somebody in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, they wouldn't make such a mistake. But we're talking about other places where the gabbaim, Mr. Kirschberg, I was going to say this even if you weren't here. I had that line pre-planned. I like it.
Because I mean.
Huh? I mean, yeah, exactly. I'm saying. Even if none of the gabbaim were here, I would have said. Because it's on the taser. So anywho. No, seriously. So anyway, so let's say they call somebody up for an aliyah, and he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Ain't a posek. So then he shouldn't interrupt the Shemoneh Esrei. I don't know what they call somebody else up. You know, if it's a coin, it's a different issue, because people think he's not. But again, even then, people see he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. Now, just finishing that second halacha about what happens if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and they call you up for an aliyah. So, Mishnah Berurah says, in the middle of Chavtes, that this is if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, but if you finish Shemoneh Esrei, in other words, you're up to a kind of sore. Or even if you're not at the Elokei Nesor, you didn't start at Elokei Nesor, but you're after Shalom Rav, Sim Shalom, you made that bracha, in other words, the last bracha, you finished all the brachas, you basically finished Shmoneh Esrei, but you just have to say the ending part, which is your own. So then you could go up for the Aliyah. The Mishnah Berurah says it's best to say you, Rosh and Rifi, Vayagim Lebilofanecha, which doesn't take that long, and go. Then you could take the Aliyah. But if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you can't take the Aliyah. You're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, now let's go back to the other idea. The idea is that if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and it's Kaddish or Kedusha, so even though Kaddish and Kedusha are very important, you can't interrupt. You can't say the answer to, you can't answer Amen Yehishim Yirava, you can't answer Kedusha in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, because you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So what do? You listen, and it's as if you said it. Again, it's this rule that we have, Shomea Ke'oner. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you fulfill the obligation of saying Kaddish and Kedusha, but it's not like an interruption. So in other words, the Chazan said it for you, you fulfilled the mitzvah without even saying anything. Because by listening, it's as if you said it. Just one other thing before I get to the Ber Halacha. Mishnah Berurah says, let's say you made a mistake and you answered for Kaddish or for Kedusha. So it's as if you talked on purpose, which we said before means you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah brings down some leniencies that say that if you thought you were allowed to answer Kaddish and Kedusha in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you thought that was mutter, you made a mistake. So then it would be considered as if you interrupted by accident, and then you just have to go back to the beginning of the bracha that you were in. You don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, but you just go back to the bracha you were in. Okay, now, there's a very interesting Biyar Halacha. Now, we say that there's a rule of Shomea Ke'ona, that if you listen, it's as if you said it. So what does that mean? Did I say it or did I not? What is it considered halachically? Did I actually say it? You didn't actually say it. But it's considered as if I actually said it. So you said it, but you didn't say it. So how about a case like this, the Mishnah Berurah says? What happens, okay, so now that we say this rule that somebody could say something for me, Kaddish, Kedusha, whatever, and if I listen and I have intent, so then, and he has me in mind, which again, Chazan does, because that's the nature of what he does, so then by him saying it, it's as if I said it. So the Bir Halacha asks as follows. How about this case? How about if we know, we learned before in Sai Beis, that you're not supposed to have Shmoneh Esrei if you need to go to the bathroom. Okay? So what happens that the Chazan is davening Shmoneh Esrei, not in Kaddish and Kedusha, he's davening Shmoneh Esrei, and for whatever reason, I'm listening to him, and I'm having in mind to be Yotze his Shmoneh Esrei. Right? And then all of a sudden, in the middle of that of his Shmoneh Esrei, I'm listening to every word, I'm listening along. He's having me in mind. All of a sudden, the person who's listening has to go to the bathroom. So then what? Let's make the case better. Before he even started, he had to go to the bathroom. Let's make the case a little better. Before he even started, he had to go to the bathroom. So in other words, the Chazan, he's okay. He doesn't have to go to the bathroom. So he's davening fine. The question is, the person who's being yotze with his davening, he has to go to the bathroom. So now, do we say, how do we apply this idea of Shomea Kona? If you say it's as if I actually said it, I can't say it, if I need to go to the bathroom. If you say it's not the same thing, it's only like it, but it's enough, you know, some type of dipsy doodle like that. So then, even though the listener has to go to the bathroom, and really under such conditions, he would not be able himself to be allowed to daven, but he's not davening, he's just listening to the other guy. So the question is he yotze davening or not? I won't tell you the answer yet. The Marsham takes it a little further. He says, there's other cases too. Let's say, we know, we've discussed this, to daven Shmoneh Esrei, you have to be clothed nicely. Right? You can't just be wearing you have to be wearing a shirt, you have to wear pants, you know, like stuff like that. Let's say somebody was disrobed. Can't daven like that. He's not gonna daven. Somebody else is davening, having him in mind. The guy who is not clothed will listen. He'll be Shomea Ke'ona. So the same question will come up. Him in his present state, he can't daven. He's not davening, but he is davening. The other guy is having in mind. So could he be yotze davening in that case? There's a couple other cases also. Here's another case. Your hands are not davenable. In other words, you know, you scratch your scalp, you touch your shoes, you know, one of those type of cases, right? So you really had to wash. So now again, let's the same case. Something's davening shmoneh esrei, l'chatas davening shmoneh esrei. You really have to wash your hands, and you can't daven like that. But you're not davening like that. You're listening to him. He's l'chatas. You have a mind to be yotze with his shmoneh esrei. And again, you in your present state can't daven. But I'm not davening. He's davening. But it's as if I'm davening. So can I do that? In all these cases, would shomea ke'ona work? So both the Marsham and the Bir HaLacha go through this. The Marsham has all. And basically, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir HaLacha wants to be lenient. That even though you right now cannot daven in your present state, whatever the reason is, you know, your lack of clothes or your hands, or because you have to go to the bathroom, or all those cases we mentioned, even though you cannot daven in such a state, but even though you're listening, it's still as if you said it, but not that you actually said it. So since the person who's saying it, he is davenable, if there is such a word, so he is davening eligible, so it's good, even though you're not. Yeah, but there's other cases.
But it's easy also your eligibility as well.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, with the same way, if six people had finished Shmoneh Esrei instead of nine, the Shomim Ka'onim, are they counted towards the nine? If you know,
if they're
going to answer,
but they're not
Kahn,
right, so it'd be the same thing. But again, usually that doesn't work because usually they're still davening.
Right, I'm saying right, so. They're Shomim
if they would just listen, yeah. But again, Shomim Ka'onim only is good like in these type of cases. Obviously, everyone agrees that it's better if you're finished Shmoneh Esrei, answer, you know. Alrighty.